In this video, I'll show you how you can write server-side code that will only get executed when the update panel is responsible for the page postback. So to get started, as always, I'll fire up Visual Web Developer Express. We'll say create a new web AJAX-enabled website template. Choose Visual Basic as the programming language. Hop over into our default.asbx page and drag an update panel onto the page. So I'll go down into my AJAX extensions tool tab in my Visual Studio toolbox. Oops. Grab an update panel, drop it on the page. Now let's do a couple things here. We can say, actually, let's put a label and a button. So grab a standard ASP.NET label, throw that on my page here. I'm going to set the text equal to empty. Then let's grab a button. Let's put one button inside the update panel. And one button outside the update panel. Let's do it the easy way. Call that button 2, and we'll say this is outside, and this one's inside. Now, obviously, I could specifically program against this button click event, the server-side click event handler for the button that exists inside. But what we want to demonstrate here is how we can deterministically execute code that is that will only get executed when the postback is predicated by an update panel action as opposed to a normal page postback. So to do that, let's create a page load event. Right, so page load event is part of the full page lifecycle, and this will happen whenever any postback happens, no matter how that postback is triggered. And here we'll just say label 1 dot text equals date time now. And if you've been following the How Do I AJAX videos, this is a familiar sample demo to you. Right, so page load, this gets a full page postback and the update happens. This one is just inside the update panel, and so we don't get the full page postback. Right, let me hop over into design mode here. I'm just going to organize the look and feel there a little bit. Okay, all right, so external postback is a full page postback, full page refresh. Inside the update panel gets the postback and then just the partial page update. Now we want to determine programmatically whether or not the update was caused by an update panel or a full page postback. So here's how we'll do that. Let's go find the script manager, in this case, script manager 1. And the script manager is a server-side control. So what we can say here is if script manager instance is async postback, then else. And so what we'll say here is if this is a async postback that was caused by the script manager, which means it's a Microsoft AJAX postback, then let's go ahead and set the text of the label to the current date and time. Otherwise, let's just set it to not AJAX, just for demonstration purposes. Now let's go ahead and run it. Okay, not AJAX because it's the initial page load. If we click on the outside, full page postback, it's not AJAX. But if we click on the button that's inside the update panel and therefore is being caused by an update panel postback, then that condition is true, and we get the date and time instead of the not AJAX message. So that's it. That's all you need to do on your server-side code to make a determination as to whether or not the thing that's causing the postback is in fact an update panel. And if it is, you can execute your update panel specific logic.